CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping returned to Beijing early Sunday morning after his state visits to Vietnam and Singapore. The president visited Vietnam on Thursday and Friday at the invitation of General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam Central Committee and the Vietnamese president. He then visited Singapore on Friday and Saturday at the invitation of Singaporean president. A special envoy for Asian affairs of the Chinese Foreign Ministry says China is confident in the future of its relations with Myanmar. Sun Guoxiang is leading a team to observe Myanmar's general election happening today. Sun says Myanmar and China are friendly neighbors, and China hopes to see a more stable and more developed Myanmar. The envoy noted that the two countries' relations will continue to move ahead in the common interests of the two countries after Myanmar's general election. Sun arrived in Myanmar on Tuesday at the invitation of the Myanmar government. A group of Russian soldiers marched across Moscow's Red Square on Saturday to mark the 74th anniversary of an historic military parade. Over 55,000 Russian soldiers dressed in Red Army World War uniforms, including 21 veterans who took part in the original parade of 1941, have participated in the event. 55 pieces of World War II military hardware, tanks, armor cars, and several other armored vehicles and motorcycles were also employed during the parade. The 1941 parade was held after Russia joined World War II with an aim to raise morale as Nazi forces approached Moscow. 285,000 soldiers marched from Red Square directly to the front line to defend Moscow from invading Nazi forces. The wreckage of the Russian plane that crashed in Sinai will soon be moved to the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Investigators now say a noise was heard in the latest second from the cockpit voice recorder, and a spectral analysis will be carried out to identify the nature of this noise. Referring to media reports that the plane may be brought down by a bomb, the investigation committee says no evidence related to those claims has been provided to his team. The Russian plane crashed late October in Egypt's North Sinai shortly after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport, killing all 224 people on board. Several countries have suspended their flights to Egypt for safety concerns. President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, is suggesting that the relationship between the European Union and Iran is at a critical stage. Schulz made the remark during a one-day visit to Tehran, where he met with Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani. Schulz has also met Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. His visit to Iran comes after the country signed an historic nuclear agreement with major world powers in July. Under the July 14th accord with the United States and other countries, Iran must dismantle large parts of its disputed nuclear program before international sanctions imposed over suspicion the program had bomb-making purposes can be lifted. Residents of Sierra Leone's capital held a candlelit vigil and celebrations on Saturday to mark the end of an Ebola epidemic that has killed almost 4,000 people. More than 220 health workers also lost their lives since the epidemic began last year. Names of health workers who died because of the virus were read out during the vigil. No new cases have been reported in the past 42 days. The epidemic has killed more than 11,300 people in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea since it was announced in March 2014. Sierra Leone's death toll was 3,955 people. Ukraine's military says it has finished withdrawing its light weapons from the eastern front line with rebels, where clashes have erupted in recent days despite a ceasefire. Saturday's pullout completed the government's weapons withdrawal from the Donetsk area. Kiev's withdrawal came after rebels said they pulled their light arms from the area on Thursday. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the ceasefire is largely holding, but that the situation remains volatile. In sports news, Al Ahly and Guangzhou Evergrande battled it out to a goalless stalemate in the first leg of the AFC Champions League final. China's Guangzhou Evergrande made the trip to Dubai to face Al Ahly of the United Arab Emirates. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.